The World Health Organization warns we're entering a post-antibiotic era. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Tin Chin Chu, associate professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Seton Hall University, reveals that the secret to combating antibiotic-resistant bacteria could be in your mug today.
Every year, over 2 million people are infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria in just the United States alone. Around the world, the numbers are staggering. So staggering, in fact, that the World Health Organization recently warned that due to the emergence of superbugs and the widespread resistance of bacteria to antibiotics, we are entering a post-antibiotic era. Our research, which was done in collaboration with professors from Montclair State and Georgia Regents Universities, suggests that maybe the answer, or at least one answer, is tea. Processed tea extracts or polyphenols can fight bacteria, and when combined with antibiotics in vitro, modified green tea extracts can boost the effectiveness of some of the most commonly prescribed antibiotics, such as ampicillin, by up to more than 400% when compared to antibiotics alone. In many instances, the combination of antibiotics and modified green tea extracts was actually able to reverse the antibiotic resistance of the bacteria. Our work in this area resulted in a composition and methods patent, but our results weren't large-scale study. Our most recent research focused on black tea extracts, showing the efficacy of black tea extracts against various bacteria alone and in combination with a number of commonly prescribed antibiotics. And again, the research was promising. Modified green and black tea extracts provided the beneficial effects on the most commonly prescribed antibiotics against microbial growth and are able, in many instances, to reverse antibiotic resistance in vitro. Processed green and black tea extracts have the potential to extend the life and the degree of efficacy for antibiotics, and in doing so, perhaps help stem the tide of widespread resistance to antibiotics.
That was Tin Chin Chu of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.